Good morning, listeners. It's time for another installment of The Podcast with me, your host, Dr. Dank.
Dr. Dank is not a real doctor. It's a pseudonym chosen to protect the identity of the author of the column. The Courier does not advocate the use of marijuana or any illegal substance. Under current state law, possession is illegal in Texas and punishable with prison time and fines.
This week, we're talking about legal weed and less hassle. This summer, I had the pleasure of visiting the state who is pioneering the green rush, Colorado. The state has legalized all forms of marijuana back in 2014, and while there, I got to visit three popular dispensaries, Native Roots, Terrapin, and the Green Solution. So the process of buying weed from a dispensary is great. All the sketchiness and uncertainty that comes with buying illegally is pretty much blown away. Marijuana dispensary is where one can procure marijuana, medical or recreational. All you need is a valid 21-up ID and you're in. In order to access the medical side, a med card is needed, also known as a red card. Most of us might think it should be the green card, but it's not. It's important to know it's nothing but strict business when accessing the medical side. The buyer mentions that the product is for anyone other than themselves to sell is void. Alas, if you don't have the med card, the recreational side is all you. Your budtender? Yes, budtender. Will guide your experience from this point. Answering any questions relating to strains, potencies, flavor, no problem. They'll let you know if your bud is sativa, the upper, alert, more heady kind of high, or an indica, the melts of the couch body kind of high, or a hybrid of the two. Then besides the flower, which is what is smoked, dispensaries offer edibles, food products infused with marijuana. They also offer concentrates or extracts, which are made from the THC extracted from the flower, creating a much more potent product. But purchasing legal weed tends to confuse those who do it for the first time. And as Alex Reyes, a budtender in the industry, told The Atlantic, the way people act just depends on the social norms of their home state, citing that a lot of Texans come in for the first time real sketchily, kind of creaking open the door and asking if they can truly come in. The answer is yes, and it's awesome. So I hope you have a better idea of how dispensaries actually work, and I hope that confusion kind of goes away if you ever get to go. That's all I have for this week's installment of The Podcast. Dr. Dank signing out.